It describes a true event when Rajasthan was in deep trouble. At that time, the righteous king Jayamala was ruling the country. Yes. He had an interesting habit. He would worship in his own temple, or let us say, in his own palace, he had a temple.
On je bio nekako neobičajen, u svojoj vlastitoj palači imao svoj hram.
And every morning from 6 to 10 o'clock, that's 4 hours, he would worship Krishna within the temple.
I svako jutro od 6 do 10 sati bi obožavao Krishnu u vlastitom hramu.
He had given to every single one of his ministers the same order. Do never disturb my worship. You can come to me after 10 o'clock, but not at the time from 6 to 10.
I svim svojim ministrinama isključno naredio da ga ne ometaju u toku obožavanja, mogu doći iza 10, ne prije toga.
It was known when anyone came and interrupted his worship in the temple at that time, Jayamala would first of all very strongly reprimand him to never do this again.
Znalo se, znači bilo je poznato da koga bi prekinuo Maharaja u njegovom obožavanju Krišne hramu, bio bi prvo jako ljut i ukorio tu osobu koja ga prekinuo obožavanje.
In some cases it was known if someone came and disturbed his worship, he was thrown out of the kingdom. He could never return.
Znao se čak i desiti, ako bi ga neko prekinuo obožavanje Krišne, da bi ga protjerao iz kraljestva i zabranio mu da se ikad vrati.
That was Jayamala.
To je bio Jayamala.
So the neighboring country where his brother ruled as the king wanted to usurp or take over Jayamala's kingdom.
I onda se desilo da je susjedna zemlja koju vladao Jayamalin brat željela da preuzme njegovo kraljestvo.
And this king, the brother of Jayamala, by the way, asked for an advice when he should lead his army into Jayamala's kingdom.
I brat Jayamala je postavio pitanje, pitao je kada je najbolje da napravi prodor njegovog kraljevstva, u kojeg doba dana.
And he was informed, do this at around 8 o'clock in the morning. Then Jayamala will not come out of his temple and his army will be like a fly without a head.
Predložio sam da napadne kraljevstvo vojskom oko 8 sati, jer će zapravo desiti da Jayamala neće izaći iz hrama i onda će biti kao bezglavo kraljevstvo.
Without the leadership of Jayamala, it will be very easy to conquer the army of Jayamala and take over his kingdom.
I bez vladavine, odnosno djelatnosti akcije Jayamale u tom slučaju, bilo bi jako lako preuzeti kraljestvo.
So this was done.
I to se uradilo.
The enemy marched into the kingdom of Jayamala at around 5 o'clock and arrived at around 8 o'clock before his town.
I to se zapravo i desilo. Vojska je prodala u kulturi kraljevu kralja Jayamale oko 5 sati. I tačno oko 8 sati su došli do
Jayamale. On the way to the fortress where Jayamala stayed, they left a trail of blood.
I na putu do dvorca Jayamali su ostavili trag krvi, stazu krvi.
At 8 o'clock,
u 8 sati,
do I have your attention? Almost, no? At 8 o'clock, the minister saw there was an army before the fortress. So he ran to the queen. It's the queen's mother, the mother of Jayamala, and said, enter the temple, you have to inform your son that he has to lead the army.
Odnosno, otišao je kraljici majci Džajamale i rekao je, moraš otići do hrama i reći Džajamale šta se dešava.
The queen's mother said, no, Mr. Minister, you better go to him. I'm afraid of my son from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Ne, ja ne želim to raditi, ja se bojim sina, od 6 do 10, idi ti, pa dobro mi isti.
But the minister said, you are the mother of this temperamentful king. He will have some respect from his mother, you know. I won't go.
Ministar je rekao, ali ti si majka kralja, on će imati neku vrstu poštovanja prema tebi. So, pošto je temperamentan, idi ti.
So she went into the temple. Sorry. Our kingdom will be annihilated within the next half an hour if you don't continue your worship later. Now you have to come and drive the enemy out of the kingdom. They are slaughtering everyone left and right.
Opstala je na vrata hrama i rekla, zaista moraš izaći, ukoliko u narednih pola sata ne izađeš, ne prekineš obožavanje, naše kraljevstvo će biti potpuno uništeno i nastaće veliki pokret.
Džajamala said, come back after 10 o'clock. That will be too late.
Biće kasno.
Džajamala said, I have given my life and the whole kingdom into Krishna's hand. If he wants us all to be dead, then may that be.
On je rekao, ja sam svoj život i cijelo kraljevstvo prepustio Krišnu ruke. Ako on želi da mi nestanemo, neka tako bude.
He was very determined.
Bio je veoma odlučan.
Much more determined than you would when you chant your rounds. Later.
Bio je odlučniji nego vi kad mantrate krugove. Ne moram sad kasnije.
He was the real thing.
On je zaista bio odlučan u svoj namjeri.
So, is this your last word? Said the queen's mother.
Mama me pitala, okay, jesu to tvoje zadnje riječi?
Yes, said Jayamala, I have given the life, my life, the kingdom into the hands of the Lord.
Da, ja sam predao svoj život i život cijelog kraljestva u Krišnine ruke.
And he continued with his worship.
I nastavio s obožavanjem.
At this moment, now you have to listen as if you come from England, it will be now very intellectually challenging what you hear.
From England?
No, as if you come from England.
Sad moram da sam tako pozivno kao da dolazite iz Engleske, jer će biti onako dosta filozofski zašto.
It will be very challenging what you hear now.
Ono što čujete sad bit će vrlo izazovno.
At this moment, the king was seen running through his fortress and closing his armor.
U to vrijeme, u tom trenutku se vidio kralj kako je pretrčavao tvrđavom i stavljao štit.
He ran to the barn where his battle horse was kept.
Trčao je do staje u kojoj je bio njegov konj.
It was a horse which was much larger than any normal horse and much stronger. It was so wild that only Jayamala was able to ride it. No one else could ride it.
To je ekstremno snažan konj, bio je viši i snažniji od ostalih konja i samo ga je Jayamala mogao jahati.
He asked the servants, where is the armor for my horse?
Pitao, gdje je štit za mog konja?
We thought you were in the temple.
Oni su rekli, nismo mislili da si ti u hramu.
Give me the armor for my horse.
Dajte mi štit za konja.
He threw the armor on the horse, jumped on the horse, galloped to the gate. The people at the gate, it was just last minute, they could open the gate.
Popeo se na konja i galopirao je kod ulaza u tvrđavu. I ljudi su onako u galopu otvorili kapiju
and alone, without informing the rest of the army, the king charged towards the advancing enemy army.
I bez da uopšte upozori vojsku, kralj sam nagrnuo na neprijateljsku
My dear devotees, the king on his battle horse fell on the army like a storm on a maize field.
Ta kralj se sruče zapravo neprijateljsku vojsku jednom ogromnom silinom.
Alone, just with his lance and his sword, he took up a whole army. He felt the advancing enemy king by kicking him off his horse.
Osjetio da ga napade, da želi da ga zbaci sa konja.
Severely chastised, severely beat a large part of the enemy army.
I on je zapravo sa konja onako srušio dosta vojske, oborio ih je.
So that the rest just ran back to the kingdom.
Tako da su ostali oni koji se nisu borili, koji su gledali to, pobili zapravo sa borbenom, sa borbenom pojedom.
All alone.
Se sam.
Then he took the sword from the back and came back into the palace.
Povukao je uzde, zaustao konje, zaustavio ga, vratio se u palaču.
He brought the coin, the coin and the horse into the barn. The horse was sweating and breathing like it had never breathed before.
Vratio se sa konjem u staju i konj je bio jako zadihan i umoran.
It was very joyful and very wild.
Bio jako sretan i jako divlji u isto vrijeme.
It was still so passionate that it almost destroyed half of the barn.
Bio je toliko strast i uzbuđenje da je zamao prerušio, prevrnuo pola staje.
At this time, Jayamala left the temple.
I u to vrijeme, tačno u tom trenutku, je Jayamala napustio hram.
It was 10 o'clock.
Bilo je 10 sati.
He was screaming, yes. It was intellectually challenging, I told you. He was screaming, where is my army?
Izašao je i vrištao, vikao, gdje je moja vojska?
Where is my armor?
Gdje je moj štit?
Where is my battle horse?
Gdje je moj konj?
And the people said to him, the war is over.
Ljudi su mu rekli, rat je gotov, završen.
You just came out of the temple room 2 hours before.
Izašao si iz hramske prostorije prije 2 sata.
And you alone have defeated the army.
I sam sam si porazio cijelu vojsku.
No, said Jayamala, I was doing puja. He went to the barn and he saw his horse, which only he could ride. He's breathing and being white with sweat. Then he went out.
Onda izašao
on the battlefield,
na bojno polje,
and he saw that much of the army was lying down on the ground, severely wounded.
Vidio jako puno vojnika koji su teško ranjeni ležali na tlu.
But strangely, they looked very happy.
Vrlo čudno, izgledali su sretni.
The rest of the army, he saw a big dust cloud, it was running out of his kingdom. Who was the rider on the horse? It was not him. He went back into the temple. He looked at the deity.
Vratio se u hram i pogledao božanstvo.
Now every morning Jayamala would put on 2 earrings on his deity.
Svako jutro bi Jayamala ukrasio božanstvo od 2 naušnice.
One earring bedecked with jewel he was putting in the left ear.
Jednu sa draguljem je stavio u lijevo uho.
The other identical earring he put in the right ear of this deity.
I drugu identičnu naušnicu bi stavio na desno oko božanstva.
But when he looked, the deity had only one earring on one ear.
Ali kad je pogledao božanstvo, božanstvo je samo imalo jednu naušnicu.
But he remembered he had placed two earrings, one on the left, one on the right.
Ali sjetio se da je božanstvo ukrasio sa dvije naušnice.
Where was the missing earring?
Gdje je ta naušnica, gdje je nestao?
This whole day was full of misery. Mystery, not misery.
Cijeli dan je bio pun misterije.
So, again he went on the battlefield.
Opet je otišao na polje.
And there was once one of his soldiers who had come out and inspected the field for booty.
But you take
the booty. Okay. Jedan od njegovih vojnika je u tom trenutku bio na vojnom polju i se putio plijen.
And he said, dear King Jayamala, I found one earring.
I rekao, dragi kralj Jayamala, našao sam jednu naušnicu.
Is that the earring of which you use to decorate the deity in the temple?
Jel to naušnica u kojoj ukrašavaš božanstvo u hramu?
All of a sudden, Jayamala went, O Krishna!
Jayamala, O Krishna!
He understood that it was Krishna himself who had run out of the palace. He had taken on the disguise of Jayamala and looked like Jayamala. It was Krishna who had come on the battle horse, the difficult battle horse.
Zapravo je shvatio u tom trenutku da je Krishna bio taj koji je izašao iz hrama, koji je obukao štit, popeo se na bojnog konja i odjehao na bojnom polju.
He had gone out in the battlefield to save the people of Jayamala, his great devotee, from death.
Odjehao na bojno polje kako bi Jayamala njegovo kraljevstvo i sve ljude njemu zaštitio od smrti.
And in the middle of the heavy action, he had lost one earring. So mystical. Have you understood the story? You were listening like Englishmen then. Yes. Krishna had been called by the worship of his devotee.
Krishna je bio pozvan na obožavanje svog bhakti.
And he had saved his devotee and the people of his devotee.
I spasio bhaktu i ljude svog bhakti.
What do you think when you hear this?
O čemu razmišljate kad čujete ovakvu priču?
I think stories like this bring up a question in our heart. When will God appear in my life?
Ovakve priče bude jedno pitanje u našem srcu. Pitanje kada će se Bog pojaviti u našem srcu.
And I would like to answer, he will do so when you know to sing the kirtan by understanding what is the heart of kirtan.
Moj odgovor bi bio, on će se pojaviti kada shvatite na koji način pjevati kirtan, da kirtan bude srce kirtana.
I have brought something with me to Sarajevo.
Donio sam nešto u Sarajevo.
Please look what is inside and tell me what you see.
Pogledajte unutra i recite mi što vidite.
What is this?
Šta je ovo?
Is that true?
Je li stvarno?
Can you describe it more exactly?
Možete li detaljnije opisati?
Oh, Jashvi has identified it's an empty capsule.
Prazna kapsula.
There's nothing inside.
Nema ništa u njoj.
What is this?
Šta je ovo?
Puna kapsula. Full kapsula. In the same way, so when I take this kapsula, which is empty, although it looks like medicine, it will not act like medicine.
Kada uzmemo kapsulu koja je prazna, iako izgleda kao kapsula, ona zapravo neće djelovati poput lijeka.
But when I take this medicine, kapsula, which is full with medicine, it will cure some digestion problem. This is digestion.
Ova kapsula koja je puna će djelovati poput lijeka i riješit će osobu nekih problema s lijekom.
Just like there are empty and full capsulas, there is empty kirtan and full kirtan.
Upravo kod ove kapsule postoji prazni kirtan i pun kirtan.
There is kirtan where Krishna is present, and there is kirtan where Krishna is absent.
Postoji kirtan u kojem je Krishna prisutan i kirtan u kojem je Krishna odsutan.
Can you understand this analogy?
So,
do you have any idea when Krishna is present in the kirtan?
Ili ima neku predodžbu o tome kada je Krishna prisutan u kirtanu?
Oh, now we have to think. When we sincerely call out to Krishna, he will come. Yes, that's what you say.
Kada istinski iskreno zazovemo Krishnu, onda će doći.
Anyone else? It would be nice if you talk from your experience.
Bilo bi lijepo da govorite iz vlastnog iskustva.
Mi smo pokušali da pratimo melodiju, da radimo neku službu, na primjer, da krešćemo rukama.
We try to engage in kirtan, and then we, you know, we follow melody, and we engage our body or our senses in kirtan.
For Krishna.
When Krishna is present, always? Or is there also dry kirtan? When you look at your wristwatch and say, when is this over so that I can see something?
Jel' Krishna uvijek prisutan u kirtanu? Na primjer, ako pogledate u sat i razmišljate kome kada će završiti kirtan.
We have to be very careful here about stereotype answers.
Moramo biti jako oprezni vis-a-vis stereotipnih odgovora.
We must go a little bit deeper.
Moramo ići malo dublje.
Feel happiness in the heart.
Happiness in the heart. Then Krishna is there.
In
Kirtan. In Kirtan. Could it be that we feel happiness because we know there's pizza after kirtan?
No, that's good. So people can't watch.
We feel transformation of our heart and experience of ourselves. We feel ourselves, our higher self.
We feel a transformation of our heart. And we feel our spirit itself is amazing, our higher self. That's a very nice answer. You feel something changes. It could be happiness that we feel at that time. That's good. Spiritual happiness.
Yeah, spiritual happiness or even spiritual sadness. Like we are wondering why we are not rational.
Yeah, your answer is very, very nice. Yes, very good answers you are giving. Yes. See, there is a great difference between religion and spirituality. In religion, you just believe something. A certain dogma, perhaps. And in spirituality, you experience something. Especially transformation or purification of the heart.
U duhovnosti se dešava transformacija, naročito pročišćenje srca.
Religious people can fight with each other.
Religiozni ljudi se mogu međusobno svađati.
About opinions and so on.
umišljenjima, stavovima i tako dalje.
Spiritual people see the unity of all beings.
Ali duhovna bića, duhovnjaci vide jedinstvo svih.
In the happiness and the stress.
U sreći i u nevolji.
Their heart is transformed.
Njihovo srce je transformisano.
They are the true well-wishers of all beings, even those who have a different opinion than them.
Oni su dobročinitelji svih ljudi, čak i oni koji se ne slažu sami na ovom uređenju stavu.
Today I met an old man in the village.
Danas sam upoznao jednog starca u selu.
And he said, we were doing everything together in this village. Muslims, Christians, Protestants, Buddhists.
I rekao, mi smo znači u selu svi zajedno živjeli, zajedno smo radili stvari, muslimani, kršćani, protestanti.
Then came the war.
Onda je došao rat.
And the Christians had to move across to the other side of the mountain.
I kršćani se morali povući na drugu stranu planine, preko brda.
Buddhists to another part of
Bosnia.
That is religion. Typically, separation, no?
To je religija, to je odvajanje.
My belief, your belief.
Moja vjera i tvoja vjera.
Spirituality is different.
Duhovnost je drugačija.
A spiritual person will even see an animal. Pandita samadakshina.
Duhovna osoba će vidjeti čak i samilost, pruši samilost životinji, pandita samadakshina.
Krishna in the Bhagavatam explains what is the heart of spirituality.
Krishna u svom Bhagavatam objašnjava srce duhovnosti.
It's at a very important part of the Bhagavatam where Krishna actually sends devotees who have met him home.
To je dio Bhagavatam koji je jako bitan, u kojem zapravo Krishna bhakti koji su ga sreli, šalje kući.
And he tells these devotees, it's not by physical proximity that you will attain me.
I kaže bhaktama, nećete me dostići fizičkom prisustvu.
You will attain me only by four things.
Dostići ćete me na četiri načina, kroz četiri stvari.
By hearing about me.
Slušajući o me.
By worshipping me,
obožavajući me,
by meditating about me,
meditirajući na mene,
and by singing my glories,
i pjevajući moje slave.
Then you will attain me. I will come to you.
Onda ćete me dostići, doći ću vam.
The devotees felt very, they had just met Krishna, and Krishna told them to stay a little bit longer home before they would return to him.
Bhakti su ga tek sreli i on im je rekao, ostanite tu još neko vrijeme prije nego što se ponovo sretnemo.
So on the way home, they did what Krishna had recommended them.
I na putu kuću su preporučili, radili ono što je Krishna preporučio.
They chanted his holy name.
Pjevali su njegova sveta imena.
Hey, Govinda. Hey, Govinda. Keshama. Wonderful, you know everything. And as they were chanting this, they remembered what Krishna told them. They remembered him, they meditated about him. And when they opened their eyes, they saw Krishna next to every tree of
Vrindavan.
So there's kirtan and there's kirtan. There's this type of kirtan. And the other kirtan has momentarily disappeared. Not here. And there's kirtan with the heart of kirtan. Kirtan, the heart of kirtan comes when we sing for Krishna, when we remember him fondly, meditate about him, as we sing, and then Krishna comes present.
I onda Krishna postane prisutan.
In our holy name retreat in Slovenia, we were mostly leaving the devotees with one little formula which helps them to have a full Krishna experience while they do kirtan.
U toku ili na kraju našeg retreata na temu svetog imena u Sloveniji smo Bhakte ostavili sa jednom meditacijom ili formulom koja će ih pomoći da se sjećaju Krišne dok budu izvodili kirtan.
It is something which we can do during kirtan so that we are more absorbed in Krishna.
To je nešto što možemo primijeniti u kirtan, da bismo bili uronjeni u Krišnu, meditaciju u Krišnu.
And Krishna becomes more present.
I da Krišna postane više prisutan.
Would you like to hear this little formula?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we want Krishna.
We don't want Krishna.
Yeah. Would you do me a favor? Do you have a mobile telephone?
Yes.
Can you take it out? And write down this formula, no? Because without writing down, we will forget it. What do you think, Marianne?
For sure.
Yes.
Marianne is recording, so
Marianne
is better in listening. When I write, I forget, but when I listen.
When you listen, yeah. I will ask you tomorrow.
I have friends around.
Yeah. But tomorrow you are alone and I speak with you. So, the first point when you sit down and chant your japa or your kirtan, you must form an intention. How do we say intention?
Namjera. Znači, prva stvar, kad sjednete da mantrate sveto ime, trebate oblikovati namjeru.
Yes, today I will chant in such a way that I will call out to Krishna.
Danas ću mantrati na takav način da zazivam Krishnu.
My dear Lord Shri Krishna.
Moj dragi gospodine Shri Krishna.
Please help me, I want to actually have a full chanting experience.
Molim te, pomozi, želim zaista da doživim puno iskustva mantranja.
I know, I often chant your rounds and really I cannot call these rounds good rounds.
Znam da često mantram svoje krugove i ne mogu ih nazvati dobrim krugovima.
But today I'm sitting down and turning to you.
Ali danas ti se obraćam.
This is the first, an intention to make this the best practice.
Ovo je znači prvi korak, namjera da naše iskustvo mantranja bude
This might manifest in a few ways, that for instance that you sit down before an altar of Krishna.
Ovo se može realizirati na različite načine, na primjer možete sjediti ispred oltara.
It could mean that you put order in your immediate environment. Put order.
Ili recimo da uredite očistite okruženje u kojem mantrate.
After all, you calling for God, no?
Na kraju krajeva zazivate Boga, jel da?
The second step is very simple. It means sincerity.
Drugi korak je jako jednostavan i zove se iskrenost.
Yeah, iskrenost. I remember this word, iskrenost.
Da, sjećam se.
You know, what does iskrenost in this relation, in this connection really mean?
Šta zapravo znači iskrenost u ovom odnosu?
Well, my dear everyone, we have different parts in our personalities.
Dragi svi, naša ličnost se sastoji od različitih komponenti.
We have a part in our personality which is interested perhaps in just good food, for instance. I am like this.
Dio naše ličnosti se na primjer zanima za dobru hranu.
Or one part in our personality, let us call it the football lover, wants to know what does Messi do today. Messi knows to play football. So it's a person who knows to play football. Another side in us may be the nature lover who wants to walk through nature. Another part in us is maybe interested in physical pleasures, and we are too embarrassed to say what they are. But there is also a part in us that is interested only in Krishna. It's the soul.
To je duša.
And this soul, to become serious means to find this soul. And to call out from this level of the soul to Krishna. My dear Lord, I have managed to turn away from you for so many long years in this world.
Moj dragi gospodin, ja sam uspio da se odvojim od tebe toliko i u drugi niz godina u ovom svijetu.
Please engage me in your service.
Molim te da uključi tvoju službu.
So the first was
what? Namjera.
Intention.
The second was?
Sincerity.
Prvi je onaj namjera, drugi je
sincerity. Now the third is attention.
Treći je pažnja.
Attention very practically means that we always bring our mind back to wherever, from wherever it has wandered, and bring it to the holy name.
Pažnja jednostavnim riječima znači da um konstantno vraćamo od mjesta na koje je odlutao na sveta imena.
This is a simple formula.
To je jednostavna formula.
In English we could call it the Isha formula. Isha is the name of God.
Na engleskom bi se mogli u formulu nazvati Isha formulu. Isha je jedno od
imena gospodina. In Bosnian the language is a little different. So what was the first in Bosnian?
Namira.
Well, you know because you wrote down. We have to test Malayanti.
Namira, iskrenost I pažnja.
Yes. I know Malayanti very well, so I can but I can speak with her like this. Yeah. So, do you think you can tomorrow take your mobile telephone out before you chant?
Sutra prije mantranja izvadite zabilješke.
And not look at the weather forecast.
Ne gledajte vremensku prognozu.
Not look at all the new WhatsApp messages.
Ne gledajte nove poruke na WhatsApp.
But look at this particular note which you took.
Gledajte nove zapiske koje ste sad
napravili. And then try it.
I pokušajte.
Do you think that's possible for you?
Je li to moguće za vas? Šta mislite?
I think it will help you very much. I do this every time almost every time I chant, except when I'm in the car, I'm chanting in the car. And it has helped me so much, my dear devotees. I have seen that Krishna becomes present when we call out to him in this sincere way.
vidio sam da se Krišna pojavljuje kada ga zazivamo na ovakav iskren način.
It's a little bit like when Jayamala, you know, the king was so sincerely in his worship of Krishna, Krishna came and helped him.
Sjetite se Jayamala, kada je Krišna zazivao na iskren način, Krišna se pojavio.
Alone, I think, on our own, we are too weak-hearted to overcome the many distractions which are there in the chanting of the holy name.
Sami smo dosta slabi da namiđemo sve prepreke i jako puno prepreke kako se pojavljuju u mantravi svetog imena.
But with Krishna's mercy, I think it is possible.
Ali Krishna milošću, mislim, ne moguće. Hare Krishna.
So yes, so this is what I wanted to bring to your attention today. Could we do this, that you try this tomorrow and then I can ask you about your feedback, how it worked, your chanting, yeah?
Možemo se dogovoriti, probati sutra ovu tehniku, pa ću vas naknadno pitati kako je prošlo.
We will have a morning class.
Sutra ujutro ćemo imati jutarnji sat.
Which time?
7.
Oh.
7:30.
But that's when everyone sleeps in Sarajevo.
To je vrijeme kad svi Sarajevo spavaju.
Do 10.
7:30. Okay. Well, then what we will do is we will all chant tomorrow with this formula in the where are we in the temple room?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's very packed and close. Yes, close. We will all chant like this and then we will have a sharing session in the temple room itself about this.
Ok, možemo onda sutra ujutro zajedno mantrati na ovaj način i podijeliti iskustva.
Is it a good idea?
Yes.
Yes.
I will guide you in doing this, so it will be very, very direct experience.
Vodit ću vas kroz ovu tehniku i bit će direktno iskustvo.
Yes. Yes. I thought what we will do now is I want to kidnap you to Vrindavan.
Sad bi želim otići i povesti u Vrindavan.
And then I will ask for Krishna and Manu to sing kirtan. But I would like to see, do you have any questions regarding what you have heard?
Ali prije toga želim čuti, ako imate nekih pitanja vezano za ovo o čemu smo sad pričali.
Yes. While I answer questions, maybe Vrajamanu, you can put everything already on the wall. Yes. Yes.
I wanted to ask, you said Krishna is not present in a certain type of kirtan. What immediately came to my mind is that Krishna is none different from his name and he is always present. But it is us who are not perceiving his presence.
Ono što mi je palo na pamet kad sam to čuo je da je zapravo Krišna uvijek jednak svijetom imenom i jesmo li zapravo mi ti koji ne prepoznajemo njegovu prisutnost.
Or is it that our inattentive chanting actually does not manifest the holy name, but it's just some syllables?
Ili je zapravo slučaj taj da naše nepažljivo mantra ne priziva Krišnu, ne zapravo samo izgovara neki slogove?
I would like to answer this question by telling you a little story of Prabhupada, what he said about this question.
Na ovo pitanje bih želio govoriti, pozivajući se na odgovor Šila Prabhupada na isto pitanje.
It was perhaps in 75, we had arranged a big kirtan festival in Sri Dhammayapur where we had invited some local kirtan bands.
1975. Godine smo u Šira Maja organizovali kirtan festival na koji smo pozvali nekoliko lokalnih kirtan grupa.
These kirtan niyas they go to, they are invited to religious functions in Bengal, and they have a lot of expertise in instrumental, in using instruments, singing very, very, very beautiful ragas, and dancing in many ways.
Ovi znači Britanije su dosta iskusni, pozivaju te različita religijska upravna, tako da imaju puno iskustva, imaju jako lijepe glasove i jako lijepo prešu.
So there was one of these kirtan groups singing. They usually have a very high voice. But much more beautiful, really beautiful.
Jedna od ovih grupa je izvodila kirtan u tom trenutku i oni inače pjevaju jako visoke intonacije, ljepše nego ja sam.
Because we had loudspeakers, Prabhupada heard it in his room and he said they are not chanting Hare Krishna.
I pošto su zvučnici, ozvučenje bilo jako, čak i što Prabhupada čuo njih u sobi, rekao oni ne pjevaju Hare Krishna.
So the devotees said that Srila Prabhupada, they are only singing Hare Krishna.
Ovako su rekli, Srila Prabhupada, ne, oni samo pjevaju Hare Krishna.
We have this, it's a kirtan mela, where only Hare Krishna singing is allowed.
Imamo organizovan kirtan mela u Majapuru, na kojoj je dozvoljeno isključivo pjevanje Hare Krishna.
See, that's the thing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Pjevaju Hare Krishna.
No, said Prabhupada, they are not singing Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada rekao, ne, ne pjevaju Hare Krishna.
What are they singing? Asked the devotee.
Prabhupada su ga pitali, šta onda pjevaju?
Prabhupada said, money, money, money.
Prabhupada rekao, novac, novac, novac.
You can hire these kirtan bands, and they are hired, they get their payment, and they thought we go to the by destinies, we get perhaps even dollars.
Ove kirtan grupe se mogu naliti da dođu da izvode kirtan i razmišljaju naravno na način da od zapadnaka mogu izvući novac.
So what were they chanting then?
Šta su onda pjevali?
Not this. Empty kirtan.
Prazni kirtan.
Their consciousness was not focused on Krishna. They were not interested in serving
Krishna.
They were interested to maintain their families by kirtan music. So, Mathurananda, you are an intelligent person. Do you really think it's so simple that anyone can just say Hare Krishna and God is there? It can't be that simple.
Maharaj, it was more like, my question was more, is it that Krishna is always there but we cannot perceive him? It is not a question, you know, we say Krishna and Krishna appears that we can perceive him. Or is it that the mantra is actually not the Krishna's name?
I understand that they are only the alphabets, the letters, the syllables of the name.
Very
high intelligent.
Nije baš tako, da, upravo si, ali ko sve sam svi usmjeren na Krišnu, onda je to izgovaranje slogova koji se sastoji Mahalaj.
Philosophically it is like this, because you must be satisfied philosophically. When you chant in Nama Parat, God is not there.
Sa filozofskog stanovišta koji također želi podijeliti sa nama, kada mantrate sa Nama Parat, Krišna
when you chant in the Namabhasa state, that is, where you're trying your best really, you may be 40, then Krishna is there like the rays of the sun in the morning, you know.
Ramantrate na nivou namabasa, znači još uvijek ste, svjesnost nije pročišćena, ali se trudite. To mantra, odnosno Krišna prisutnost je poput prvih zraka sunca koje se pojavljaju na horizontu.
And when you chant with love of Godhead, then he is there like the full sun.
A kada mantrate sa ljubavi prema Krišni, on se pojavi poput
So we have to come to the stage where we chant while we consciously try to avoid the obstacles. That's Namavasa. And then we feel something of Krishna's presence, like the early sunrise indicates something of the sun.
Mi trebamo doći do stadija u kojem se uvijek trudimo makriti na nivou Namavasa, u kojem se uvijek trudimo makriti u svjesnosti Krišne. I više će se pojaviti tu i tamo kod tih prvih zraka sunca koji se pojavljuju za.
And by the simple Isha formula, you are trying really your best and that will be very good.
Jednostavno primjenjivanje Isha formula koju smo pričali, bit će dobro jer dajete sve od sebe, trudite se.
So, enough words.
Dovoljno priče.
We want to see now pictures. And then we want to eat. Everything will be done. Hari Mohan, we know you. So please come and turn here. Maybe those who are on chairs, you want to bring your chairs back here. And you can all come a little bit. Hare Krishna. Do you have it?
Hare Krishna,
Marco,
Milos.
Milos, did you bring your trumpet here this morning?
I lost it 15 minutes ago at the bus station.
Oh.
Yes, it's a big shame, but it happens.
No. Krishna is making you detached.
Yeah, really, that's what I thought. But.
How are you? Little
I'm better now. I was a bit disturbed, but yeah, I'm better after this.
Have you given this to the police?
I called, but I couldn't get the phone of the bus station, and maybe somebody stole it, you know, in the park where I lost the bus, I'm not sure.
Oh no.
I often lose stuff, generally. I often lose stuff, so yeah. It's not new for me. I'm a bit accustomed to it.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Very
for
Yeah. Someone stole his trumpet.
I know. Sorry. Oh, it doesn't matter.
And at least sit here with us.
Yeah.
Sit here with us.
Thank you very much.
Can you come closer to me with the, or is it good to be there? No problem.
The idea that Manu sings later when you sing.
Yeah. Later. Manu, I will do the rest of the slideshow which will move to a kirtan, and then you can sing. But you need to go to bed. Okay. You will like this Marayati, Vrindavan. He thought of you when we put this together. So Hare Krishna, everyone is ready? Good. These photos were taken, but whenever I do like this, I will change very quickly. Then just watch. It's the English. Oh, there is Shabbat. Yes, Shabbat. All right. So these photos were taken a little last year. We went to the kingdom of Radharani.
Ove fotografije smo napravili prošle godine i posjetili smo kraljevstvo Radharani.
You will find in Vrindavan on all the walls now the name of Radha. This is, means Radha.
Na svim zidovima u Vrindavanu ćete vidjeti natpis Radharaninog imena, gdje piše Radha.
In fact, Radha and Krishna seem to be so close that only the curtain needs to be removed.
Radha and Krishna izgledaju tako, tako blizu, tako povezani jedno drugo.
This is another goddess of Vrindavan, Shrimati Vrinda Devi. She lives at a place called Vrindakon. This is populated by millions of these parrots. They are Vrinda Devi's messengers. Now we will show you some slides of Giriraj Govardhan. This is near, this is in the forest. In the back you see the sacred mountain Giriraj, and before him a few shilas.
Vrindavana,
iza
je šuma Vrindavana, a
ispred vidite Shiva. Govardhan, Govardhan, yes. We offer to Giriraj a big feast every year to see.
Za Giriraj pripremamo veliki feast svake godine, vidite.
And it was interesting when I was giving my Japa workshop, always this dog came.
Bilo je jako zanimljivo, kad god sam davao radionicu na temu džape, ovaj pas bi se pojavio.
He came at the beginning and left at the end of the workshop.
Pojavio se na početku radionice i otišao na kraju.
I think he was a fallen devotee who lost his chance to chant.
Ja mislim da je bio pali bhakta koji je izgubio svoju šansu da mantra.
Here is at a place called Sudavikot. We make a kirtan.
Ovo mjesto zvano Suradni Kut, tu smo izveli kirtan.
This is Manu, who's today with us, and you can actually talk to him.
Ovo je Manu koji je sa nama ovdje danas, zapravo možete pričati sa
njim. This is Burijan's wife. Burijan is my friend who, with whom we make these retreats.
Ovo je supruga Burijan Prabhu, a Burijan Prabhu je osoba s kojom realiziram ove japa retreate.
And every year we have at this Sudavikot a little ceremony that we will show you now.
I svake godine na Sudavikot imamo jednu ceremoniju koju ću vam sad pokazati.
We put lights all around the kund.
Zapalimo svjetla dužinom cijelog kunda.
This is a friend of Malayanti, Krishna Murari, no? Yes. And here we offer an arati with a tulsi branch. It's a dead tulsi branch, so it can be used. This is the branch, okay? this is the sacred river Jamuna. Everyone who spends a little time on the Jamuna is absolutely changed for life.
Osoba koja prevede samo nekoliko trenutaka na obalama Jamune Devi je promijenjena za uvijek.
And here we are with one saint, one yogi.
Ovdje smo sa jednim jogijem svijetu.
And here we offer flowers to Yamuna.
Ovdje nudimo cvijeće Yamuna.
Do you see the bluish personality on the left side? That is Yamuna Devi.
Vidite plavkastu osobu sa lijeve strane slike, to je Yamuna Devi.
So a few nice photos now. Oh, Odlishna.
Odlishna.
Yes. This is Purnamasi.
Ovo je Purnamasi.
My dear devotees, if you want to go into Vrindavan, you need the permission of five personalities. One is Vrindadevi, the second is Yamuna, and the third is Purnamasi, yes.
Moji dragi bhakta, ako želite ići u Vrindavan, trebate dopuštenje Vrindadevi, Purnamasi, Yamuna.
Yeah, so we show this, all these five to you, so that you will be qualified to go to Vrindavan this year.
Pokazujemo slike svih pet osoba, tako da biste bili kvalificirani da ove godine odete u Vrindavan.
These are the brahmanas of Nandagram. Every year they carry small boys who represent Krishna and Balaram on a procession.
Svake godine nose dječake u jednom procesiji i dječaci predstavljaju Krishna i
Balarama. Now we go to Radhakund.
Sada idemo prema Radhakundu.
Would you like to see Radhakund also? I think yes, no?
Yes.
Yes. But first we see some saints. Now from where are your lotus feet coming? Many days have passed. And we are not able to see you. Why? This is all right. Some nice daisies. And I want to tell you the story of this flower. This flower grows on a thorn bush and has no smell. It became so desperate that it made a suicide plan. Next time when Krishna comes, I jump down from the thorn bush before his feet and he will trample on me and that's it.
Naredni put kad se pojavi Krišna, ja ću iskočiti sa grma pred njegove stopa, ovo će mi zgasiti i to će biti to.
So when Krishna came, the flower jumped down.
I kad se Krišna pojavio, ovaj cvijet iskočio na tlo.
But Radharani saw it.
Ali to vidjela Radharani.
And she gave it to Krishna.
I dala je cvijet Krišna.
Who put it in his crown.
I ona je zato posao krunu.
Do you see the flower? The name of this flower is Krishna Chuda. The flower that is very dear to
Krishna.
This story illustrates that however useless I may be, if Radharani finds favor in me and gives me to Krishna, I have a chance.
Ova priča uskriva da koliko god da osoba nije kvalificirana, ukoliko je Radharani preporuči Krišni i primijeti je, Krišna će prihvatiti tu osobu.
How do you like this photo?
Jer kako se sviđa ova slika? Ona se dopada.
Very sweet, no?
Jako slatka.
Radha Mandu, please also look for a moment. Radha Kanayala. This is now Radhakund.
Ovo je sad Radhakund.
Some devotees make a flower offering in the form of a heart. This would be very much to the taste of our Arananda.
Neki pamte pravi ponude Radhakundu cijet na ražbane u obliku srca.
Here you see some yogis. This is now evening. Some great festival is going to take place, most probably Bhakti Lastami.
Ovo sam večer i dočekuje se jedan veliki festival, najvjerovatno Bhakti Lastami.
They really know how to celebrate that.
Oni zaista znaju kako da slavi.
It becomes Pushpakul, the lake of flowers, no? Now, do you know what this picture shows? Radharani slowly. Wow. Do you see the chariot on it?
Yes.
Last year, a few devotees decided to go the path of Radha. That is a path which Radha walks every day.
Prošle godine nekoliko bhakta je odlučilo da krenu stazom kojom se Radharani kreće svaki dan.
Gaurahari found this path.
Gaurahari je pronašao ovu stazu.
He went there. And I will just let the pictures speak now to you and request Manu to sing.
Sad ću dozvoliti slikama da pričaju sami za sebe i zamolit ću Manuva da krenu sa slikama.
But you can play cards. Thank you.
Ah, I'm Hey!
Very good idea that you have. So Mm-hmm. It was such a pleasure to again be in Sarajevo and to feel really your great enthusiasm for the spiritual life. It's always has always been a great, let me say, coming home here. It feels like this.
Imam jako drago, zadovoljstvo mi je prvo biti u Sarajevu i doživjeti ovaj entuzijazam koji imate za duhovni život. Poput povrata kući nekako.
Spiritual life should be filled with joy. And this comes actually when the heart is purified. I wanted to leave you with this message. Isn't the story of Jayamala, which really is a historical event, it's not just mythological story, or let us say, hagiography, or something. It is really something that happened.
Želim da vas ostavim sa jednom porukom. Ponovo se vraćam na priču o kralju Jayamalu, koja nije mitološki izmišljeni događaj, niti neka vrsta hagiografije, ona je stvarni događaj.
When you go to this place that this happened, they will show you a little encased, you know, there's a little wall around it, the place where the earring was found, the earring of the deity.
Kada odete na to mjesto, možete vidjeti tačno mjesto na kojem je pronađena ta naušnica. Ona je ograđena jednim zidićem,
onako. You can see the little town, the fortress in the middle, and the temple room in that palace.
Vidjet ćete to mjesto, vidjet ćete palaču, brda oko palače i hrana i tačno to mjesto na kojem je pronađena naša.
Devotees have been telling the story to in devotional circles to encourage each other that even if Krishna should let him wait a little bit, he will always come.
Bhakti pričaju ove priče u devotijskim krugovima da okarde jedne druge. Poruka je čak i ko Krišna pusti da malo čekamo, on će uvijek doći.
But as we also have heard from Krishna, you know, when he told those devotees, it was actually the wives of the Brahmanas, to return home, and it is good if we do four things.
Ali također smo čuli što je Bhagavatama, ko Krišna rekao ženama Brahmana da idu kući.
Hear about his glories.
I rekao je da radi četiri stvari, da slušaju njegovim
slavama,
da obožavaju njegovo božanstvo,
meditate about him,
da meditiraju na njega,
trying to write a book, it's all about meditating about Krishna.
Pokušavam da napišem jednu knjigu koja je sva usmjerena na meditaciju na Krishnu.
I think you will like it very much.
Ja mislim da vam će se jako svijetiti.
And finally chanting his glories.
I na kraju pjevanje njegove slave.
Then Krishna is more inclined to give himself to the devotees.
Krishna naklonjeniji u tom slučaju da se da bhaktama.
So, I must say, I really so much long to be with you, and I'm so glad and grateful that all of you came this evening, although you have so much to do.
Zaista sam sretna što sam sama večeras i želio sam da se sretnimo i hvala što ste došli i pored svih svojih obaveza.
We actually felt that you all would come, and therefore Abhayananda rented the bigger room because the temple room would not be big enough to fit you all.
Mi smo znali da ćete vi doći u veliku broju, tako da je Abhayananda nanio ovaj veći prostor jer je kramska prostorija dosta mala da primi se nas.